Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Our next guest is going to tell us about the weather at Acrisure Stadium tonight. Segment sponsored by Mike's Beer Bar. Fan Beer of the Month is Penn Brewery's Penn Pilsner. Proceeds benefit the National Down Syndrome Society. She is our PM team, Chief Meteorologist from KDK-TV, Mary Hours. Mary, how do you become a Chief Meteorologist, by the way? How do you cross the Rubicon from regular meteorologist to chief?
We don't have a chief here. You know, I've had him at my older stations, but it's kind of, if you're normally the evening person is the chief, it's just kind of like one of those old school things.
I think you should go into your boss's
office. What is it, meteorologist by committee
chief?
I want to be
qualified.
The chief.
I mean, you can vote for it. And I like being the chief with you guys. I like this.
One of the questions people have about this game is the Texans are coming from a dome and coming from Houston, and teams in playoff games that do that in under 40 degree conditions usually lose, almost always lose. So A, will it be under 40 degrees at kickoff? And what will the feel like temperature be? Like, I hear all the time, this is the regular temperature and this is feel like. What will it actually feel like during the game tonight?
Yeah, so our temperature is right around kickoff. They'll be into the low 30s, 40 degrees. So we'll be into those low to mid 30s. We'll have clear skies as well. So it'll be pretty. It'll be nice. And then we have wind gusts at about 15 to 20 miles per hour. So with it's probably going to feel 25, 26 degrees throughout the game. But that's still not bad. And I think Steelers do pretty well in freezing temperatures. So we're definitely winning. Texans are losing. I'm just going to say we won already. I just know it's going to happen. And it's going to be good.
Mary, I hear 15 to 20.
I know nothing about football, but we're going to win.
I hear 15 to 20 mile an hour wind gusts. I feel like that could actually affect a ball in flight pretty significantly. Kicks, passes, punts, all that stuff. That seems like it's strong enough wind to move the ball around up there pretty good.
Yeah, it would a little bit. It's like, if it was like 30, I'd be like, definitely. But I feel like the occasional 15 mile per hour wind gust, it's Pittsburgh. It's not going to be extremely windy.
Yeah. All right. So
if we had gusts at about 30 miles per hour, our wind chills would be in the teens and it would be a little bit brutal.
So a little bit of wind, not a lot. Clear skies, no snow, no rain. The wind obviously affects games more than either one of those two things do. And it is on the colder side.
Yeah, wind gust and wind speed's different. So, wind speeds will be at about miles per hour, kind of steady there. And then the gust occasionally picking up about 15 to upwards of 20 mile hour. I think we'll be okay.
What is the Mary Hours, like, superstitious tradition things she will do to make sure the Steelers don't lose this game tonight?
Okay, this is actually really funny. So I work usually every Sunday morning now, and Megan Shin and I We'll start the show on a Steelers Sunday every time I work, and we will say, okay, we have to manifest it. And we say, oh, the Steelers won. The Steelers won. And they have. And we're all the time like, oh my gosh, did we just manifest this? Did it work? So now I say, oh, the Steelers won. Like, not they're going to it. They won.
But
they
it
won.
Was a Monday, like, so you weren't on this morning, right? So it didn't, you didn't get a chance to do it?
Or no.
You, no.
But I'm telling you now.
So you're hoping this counts.
So you're trying, yeah, you're using this as the official manifestation period.
This counts. This counts. I said something in those sorts at noon, too, when I was on. But, yeah, I think I know they're winning. They won already. So
now, if
yeah,
they win this game, this is, I'm throwing you a curveball. Mm-hmm. They will be playing next Sunday evening, 1 week or so from now. Oh. How's it looking? Like, way advanced forecast here.
Yeah, but it'll be in Foxborough, Mulsey.
Oh, wait, what am I saying here?
Yeah, it's not here.
Is there going to be, yeah, okay, let me rephrase. Is there any big system that's going to affect, like, this huge part of the country here, the Northeast? Are we should we be worried about any polar vortices coming
it
down?
It is getting a lot colder next weekend. Saturday, I know it's going to be in the 20s highs, where goes into the teens. We do have the chance for some snow showers on next weekend too. So, yeah, I mean, it's probably going to be a little cold.
All right,
but it's fine.
Mary, we're going to count your prediction as an official one. So, thank you for cluing us in as PM Team Chief Meteorologist. Enjoy the game, Mary. See ya.
Thanks so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.